One of the questions which comes up, understanding the concept of Shmur Matzah, we mentioned is the concept of Shmira, that you have to be Shmur and make sure it doesn't become Chametz, L'shem Matzah Mitzvah. So when you're discussing Matzah Mitzvah, which is done by hand, so every act the person is doing, or they make a declaration at the beginning of the day, or the beginning of the, they make the declaration, usually the beginning of what's known as the 18-minute cycle, that everything they're doing is done L'shem the Matzah Mitzvah. So lishma, we have a concept of lishma. We have lishma applies to many different areas of halacha. You have to make parts of the tefillin have to be done with lishma, parts of the sitz have to be done lishma, sefer Torah. There's a difference doing lishma. So when a person's doing it, that's clear that that's lishma. When it comes to machine matzahs, so the question is exactly how can you fulfill the din of lishma? Now again, the din of lishma applies to the matzahs that you're going to be using by the seder. Those for sure need lishma, and according to the Gra, there's a mitzvah the whole of every kazayis you eat during Pesach as well. According to others, there's no such din. It's just you have to know for sure that it's not chametz. You have to be careful; it's not chametz. But you don't, there's no din of lishma. But the matzahs which are used by the seder, the first night in Chutz La'aretz, and the second night as well, they have to be matzahs which are lishma. Can you fulfill your obligation of lishma with machine matzahs? So you're not really doing it; the machine is doing it. So I'm thinking lishma. I'm sending the thinking lishma. The machine's doing its thing, and I'm sitting thinking lishma, lishma, lishma. Is that any different than like Reuven's doing all the work on the matzahs, and Shimon's thinking lishma? But what does it help that Shimon's thinking lishma? Reuven, the one who's doing the work, needs to think lishma. So we hear the machine is doing it. So do we say when a person turns on the machine that the action of turning on the machine is considered his action? That's one way to approach the issue of lishma, to say, argue that the action of the machine, all of the steps that the machine is doing, not just the first moment, but the ongoing process all belongs to the person who pushed that button. There's another way to understand the din of lishma, that the din of lishma over here is ushmartim as a matzah. There's a theme of to be shomer the matzahs, the shei matzahs mitzvah. So when I do it by hand, every action I'm doing, I'm being careful to make sure that I do it in such a way that it doesn't become chametz. So I'm actively doing a shmira l'shem that it should not be, that it should be matzah, not chametz. So by the machine, the person who's overseeing it and making sure everything is running properly, he's being careful to make sure that everything is done, not to become chametz, and he's doing that l'shem matzah mitzvah. So some argue that that's a sufficient understanding of lishma to accomplish that din. And the raya is from ksira and tchina. During the process of ksira, you're not really doing anything. You're just making sure that while you're kaitzer it, you're preventing anything happening to it. You're not actively doing anything. You're not kneading the dough. You're not in the stage of doing something. You're being shomer it. So maybe shmir is good enough. So that's one approach to understand the possibility of the Shema, that you should film the Shema with machine matzahs. Many disagree and say that you cannot, that there's a difference between the Shmira of Ksira and Tchina and the Shmira of Elisha, and the machine will not fulfill that obligation. And many people, even if they use machine matzahs for the rest of Pesach, will use hand matzahs for the Seder for this reason. So that's one issue which comes up with the machine matzahs versus hand matzahs. The second issue which comes up with machine matzahs versus hand matzahs is the issue of the timing, which we'll talk about tomorrow. Have a good morning.